It's no, there's nothing that I can compare. But I'm going to leave it at that for now. That's one extra sense. And then the people who are, or let me get back a little bit. This thing that I told you, it is called Munisuin. Munisuin. It's something that you feel, not exactly feel it as if being touched, no, but feel it as if, not exactly as being told and hear the voice, no. But your mind sort of tells you there's something wrong. But it doesn't say you don't hear that. But you do feel it in your body. Sometimes you cannot sleep, it awakens you something, and there is something wrong. If it's a relative of yours is sick or wearied or near dead, or even those who survive, you can feel it. So that's the way this thing is partially explained. And then there is another stuff that a woman has. Our mothers, our grandmothers have this. I believe almost every female have that. And it is called in English women intuition. It is very keen. It's very amazing about this thing. I have seen women who have it, who can use that, or have acquired it somehow. And it's very interesting. And these things that were there existed a long time before the European came. And when you go into the Midewan training, and then in the dreams, that's where you begin to have these things. I said before, in dreams, there are many dreams, many sorts of characters that you dream in different ways. Animals and birds, any moving thing, or even the weather, even thunder, even the sun and the moon, and the salt water and the water, and you even dream underwater, the fish, all this. You dream those things. And sometimes you try to use these things. You could dream about the fox, and you can because he's cunning, and you could dream about the eagle because he's a most powerful predator or fly. He's very respected. So he dangerous also to human. And then you have to dream this eagle, and it became as your helper. And also you have other stuff. You could dream about the water. Anything that is dangerous, you dream. If you dream about the water, then you dream about the water being drowned. You cannot live there. But the thing is, how do you survive if you fall there, if you're not a good swimmer? And then when you get down to the last moment of your life, can you summon something to help you? Yes, in a dream you could do that. Some people who have dreamed, they said they have dreamed being in the water and have turned themselves into a fish, therefore can survive. And manage to swim off into the shore and then turn yourself into human again. That's why the dream quest is there. And then also you people, very almost everybody who dreams in the young days can dream that he's flying or traveling in the air somehow as a person. Some dreamers, dream quest, can turn themselves into a bird, any kind that they wish. And that dream is that you can be done in dream quest period. And it goes on and on, almost anything.